Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have 2 new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, it's Kayla. Candace isn't able to join us today, but we are all still so directionally challenged. We thought we would have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s, but surprise, we don't. And that's okay. And today we are talking to 2 real life superheroes. They're going to talk to us about how helping dolphins may just save the world. I am sitting down with Stephanie and Eric Van Watson. Through their work together studying the health and welfare of the Navy's dolphins, they discovered a new essential fatty acid. That's right. This is the first vitamin to be discovered in the last 90 years. And guess what? It turns out whole milk and butter added to our diet may be a part of all of this as well. So you're going to want to listen to this one. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Stephanie and Eric Van Watson. And I am here with Stephanie and Eric Van Watson. You both, we've met in person. I'm so happy to be able to do this with both of you today. Your story is fascinating, and I just want to jump right in. Stephanie, I know this story starts with you, and you are a veterinary epidemiologist, which for those who don't know, some of these listeners might not know what exactly that is. You focus specifically on disease response and patterns. You were invited in 2001 by the U.S. Navy to improve the health and welfare of the Navy's dolphins. First off, the Navy has dolphins? What? Who knew that? While you were spending over a decade studying these dolphins, you found out that dolphins age just like us. Please take us through this.
Yeah. So Kayla, so wonderful to be here. Excited to share the story about the dolphins. So yeah, so the Navy has dolphins. In fact, they've had a population of about 100 bottlenose dolphins for over 60 years. And they've done a lot of amazing work for the Navy, for us. They help identify underwater objects and enemy swimmers. They go out into the open ocean every day. Every day they choose to come back. And amazingly, what helped lead to these discoveries was that Navy dolphins, because of the great care they get, on average, they live over 50% longer than dolphins in the wild. And so because of this, the Navy has had a growing population of older geriatric dolphins. And we were able to find over a period of about 10 years that older dolphins age a heck of a lot like us, which includes things like chronic inflammation and high cholesterol, achy joints, and even the full suite of changes in the brain consistent with Alzheimer's disease.
I mean, that's so fascinating to discover that and understand that. But this begs the question, why? Why do some of the dolphins have the protection and others do not?
Yeah, a spot on, right? So the big hint that we had while doing this work was that, you know, the whole point of what we were doing was to take good care of the Navy's dolphins and help them live long, healthy lives. And like you were saying, Kayla, that some dolphins develop these aging associated conditions and others did not. So it's just like you're asking, why did this happen? So the good thing is that enough time had passed that technology could catch up with the foresight of the Navy, who had saved all of these serum samples and blood samples throughout their 30 to 60 year lifespans. And so we were able to go in and use this technology called metabolomics, which is just a fancy way of saying we looked at a bunch of different molecules, in fact, thousands of small molecules present in their blood, but also present in ours, to figure out which nutrients specifically in their all fish diet predicted the healthiest aging dolphins. So that was our approach in trying to figure out something we could address easily through the diet to figure out, was there a secret that dolphins had to share with us about healthy aging?
Well, and you would assume it would be omega-3s, right? Because that's what we always choose. When I need omega-3s, I think, okay, I need to cook fish for dinner. This is what I need to do. And you found out that wasn't the case.
That's correct. Yeah, we absolutely hypothesized, in fact, just assumed that it was going to be the dolphins that got the highest amount of omega-3s in their all fish diet would predict the healthiest aging dolphins. And in fact, yeah, it wasn't. And so not only was it surprising that it wasn't omega-3s that predicted the healthiest aging dolphins, it was this little unassuming C15 fatty acid that very few people know about. And then add on top of that, it's a saturated fat. So here we were looking at dolphins telling us that this trace odd chain saturated fat predicted healthy aging.
Which is fascinating. And, you know, we have a lot of younger listeners on this podcast. So can you take us back to the 1970s when some of them may not have been born yet and help us understand why C15 and fatty acids were removed from our diets originally?
Sure. So yeah, so there I was, 5 years old, right? 1977. And at the time in the late 60s and early 70s, a lot of men were dying of heart attacks. And it was a national and growing to be a global emergency. And so what they were finding was that there was fat deposition, right? Extra fat deposition in the arteries that were clogging the vessels and causing heart attacks. The conclusion at that time was that eating saturated fats was causing that fat deposition in the vessels leading to the heart attacks. Therefore, which is the interesting part, Congress, so if you think about today, right, Congress came out with nutritional recommendations that stated that we needed to decrease our intake of all saturated fats in order to decrease the risk of heart disease in men. That quickly expanded to all ages for men and women, for children, for older adults, and it was all saturated fats, specifically related to whole fat cheese and whole fat cow's milk.
So let me get this straight. You're telling us that we need to eat and drink whole fat milk and whole fat cheese and butter and all that good stuff, that it's actually better for our bodies to do so?
Well, it's a yes and a no. So, you know, science is always keeping us on our toes. And I think, you know, the take-home message from a lot of this, Kayla, is that, you know, we need to temper everything. So we probably should never remove anything completely from our diet, but we also need to temper how much we take, specifically with regard to types of saturated fat. So here's where we're at with regard to saturated fats today, especially related to whole fat cow's milk and cheese. Because I will confess, I am a huge dairy lover. I eat cheese. I put 2% milk in my coffee and continue to do so. So what we've learned is that there are saturated fats. There are odd chain saturated fats called C15 and C17 based upon the number of carbons in the chain. And there are even chain saturated fats like C16 and C18. Now, interestingly, our foods like whole fat cow's milk has way higher levels of these even chain saturated fats like C16. Those higher levels of those continue to be associated with an increased risk of things like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, chronic inflammation. They're considered pro-inflammatory saturated fats. What's emerged recently, right, is C15, this odd chain saturated fat, and C17 have the opposite association. So they're associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, of heart disease, of fatty liver disease, of chronic inflammation. So interestingly, the same thing that we found in the dolphins was emerging in humans, which was saying that, wait a second, C15 is associated with better health, with healthier aging dolphins and humans. We just needed to understand that not all saturated fats are equal.
So this is fascinating. This discovery made C15 the very first essential fatty acid to be discovered in 90 years, right? So this is the discovery of a new vitamin. And as I remember correctly, 18 months after you published your findings, everything was corroborated by Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Brigham, Kaiser, all these amazing. How does it feel? I just have to ask on a personal level, how does it feel to have made such a phenomenal discovery?
It feels great,
to say the least.
Yeah, it's almost surreal, right? And that the fact that it came from dolphins, a testament to what can happen when we do something altruistically, right? Which to me is like the bigger picture of we're doing something to help another species, a fellow long-lived species, help them live a long time, and how wonderfully that it can come back around that, you know, the dolphins provided us with an incredibly unique insight into fish, and then allowing the advancements in technology like metabolomics that's now affordable and accessible, letting that come into the fold, you know, all resulted in just good, clean science that then produced results that, you know, Kayla, as an epidemiologist, I did not do any fancy, you know, math or statistics or modeling on it. It was just a wonderfully clean population and data set that was just waiting to be discovered. And you know, Eric and I feel incredibly gifted and discovered to be the ones to help bring this to the world.
I mean, it's incredible. A huge congratulations to both of you. And, you know, we talk a lot about relationships on this podcast, too. And this is such a monumental thing for both of your careers. What was it like to work together to accomplish something of this magnitude?
Hi, Kayla. And this is Eric. And I'll take the first stab at that one. And, you know, it's been actually amazing. I mean, I feel like we are in the times of our lives where we've had a lot of experiences and we've learned a lot, to where now it's the perfect time to be able to take all the experiences we've had throughout our lives and then, you know, make an incredible discovery and bring it out to the world. I don't think we could have done this 20 years ago, but now it's come to fruition.
Right. And speaking of bringing it to the world, you guys have worked with the Navy to develop something that's available to all of us now. Can you take me through this?
I'll turn it to Eric to help provide the fine details of all the fun that's been involved in the steps. I mean, they talk about, you know, when you create a startup and you bring something new to the world, that, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And what they don't tell you is that it's a marathon long sprint. So a lot of fun adventures in it. But, you know, once we had made this discovery with regard to C15. You know, we found that it was associated with better health, seeing the same thing come out on the human side. We then took pure C15, free fatty acid form of the C15, a pure powder, to the lab. And that's when we were able to demonstrate C15 is not only associated with better health, but it causes it. So we did a whole series of like 8 different studies over 3 years, working with the world's expert in fatty acid, Dr. Ed Dennis. And that's where we came out with the paper that we published in Scientific Reports and Nature Scientific Reports, concluding it's an essential fatty acid. So once we had that, then the question was, okay, how do we produce it? We don't want to, you know, repeat the limitations of things like fish oil supplements, where yes, it has omega-3 in it, but it has a lot of other stuff in it that's hard to control, right? So we said, sure, we could come out with a C15 rich butter and sell that. But instead we said, let's take the pure free fatty acid C15 ingredient. Let's find a way to manufacture it and then be able to provide a supplement, an ingredient that is exactly what's tested in the lab, so that when people get the product, get the supplement, they know what they're getting. And Eric can talk to you as far as how we got there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we, as Steph mentioned, we spent a lot of time trying to make an ingredient that would be good for all. And so our ingredient is 100% pure C15. It's vegan friendly, it's sustainably produced, and it's not an oil and doesn't oxidize like fish oils. And so we, you know, this is an ingredient, but it's the same ingredient, as Steph mentioned, that's in our studies. And it's also the same ingredient that's in the supplement that you can get, Fatty 15. And so we launched it in 2021. We sold out in 6 weeks. By the end of the year, really cool, we had won the Ingredient Producer of the Year for Nutritional Outlook. We were a fast company, world-changing idea, where Steph was on TED. That was fun. And then, you know, we've been on NPR Science Friday twice, and J&J Innovation and Pfizer. And so this discovery is now starting to get out to the world. And part of the reason we're talking to you, to get it out to more people.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have 2 new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back. And I want to talk just for a minute about how it improves our bodies and our lifestyle. I mean, I know that you guys said it improves our sleep. It can decrease our snacking and calm our moods. Who doesn't want this? So can you talk to us about how that this happens and how it happens on a cellular level? But keep it like, you know, fifth grade science level, because it's been a while for me.
I love it. So yes, so exactly right. The way that C15 it works, and it does so many wonderful things, fits in its category of being an essential fatty acid, right? So there's only 3 essential fatty acids. One's an omega-3, one's an omega-6, and now this odd chain saturated fat, C15. So essential means that our bodies need to maintain certain levels of it, or our health gets compromised. And our bodies can't make it. Therefore, we have to get certain levels of C15 from our diet or from supplements. So we start there. So the reason why it's essential is just like you said, Kayla, that it helps at the cellular level. So at the simplest form, C15 helps our cells be healthy and stay healthy so that everything else, which are the building blocks for our body, whether it's our lungs or our liver or our skin or our hair, it is able to confer these benefits. So specifically at the cellular level, what we're able to show, I won't go past fifth grade, I'll do my best, is that it helps make our cells stronger. So our cells are surrounded by this thing called the cell membrane, and it physically goes in and is a stable fatty acid that helps our cell membranes be more resilient against breakdown, like age-related breakdown. It also helps our mitochondria, remember those powerhouses of our cells?
Yes.
Right. And that was like third grade, I think.
I was a good student. I remember some of these, but yeah, you're right. It was definitely third grade.
So we had like posters or how to make songs about mitochondria being the powerhouse of our cells. So as we get older, 30, we like build. And when we turn 30, unfortunately, we kind of degrade. So once we hit 30, those mitochondria, our cells start getting weaker. Our mitochondria, the batteries, start not working as well. So we were able to show that C15 also helped the mitochondria, the batteries, basically get back up and working to provide energy to our cells, which is important for them to function. And the last thing we were able to show that it does is that C15 helps activate multiple receptors throughout our body that's on these cells, and consider them like little hammocks that are waiting for just the right size molecule to sit in them to activate them. And when they activate these receptors, they help to regulate our metabolism, our immunity. This is where at the level of our brain, it helps calm our mood and make us happier. It can help us sleep deeper and helps decrease snacking between meals. And so it's this wonderful little fat that it's doing all these things really because it's essential at the cellular level.
That is so, it's just a really wonderful thing and just an incredible discovery in general. But then on top of that, I know you guys are actively working to try to neutralize the terms fat and fatty, because obviously we know those words are not necessarily positive words in our culture. And so how can we help with that? How can we begin to be a part of the change? Because it seems our brains have been told otherwise.
When we decided when we were going through learning about C15 and understanding how much good it was doing, we were advancing it as a drug. We were going down the pharmaceutical development pipeline, which is why it was so pure. Our ingredient is so pure and so thoroughly tested. Once we understood it was an essential fatty acid, that's where we went down the road of, gosh, now, as our advisor said, we had this moral obligation to bring C15 to the world. And the best way to do that is to make it available as an ingredient and supplement. So at that point, we're like, okay, we are putting a supplement out to the world. We went to a team and we said, what do we call it? What happens when, I mean, no one's come out with a new vitamin, right? For almost 100 years. So we said, if we're going to come out with it as a supplement, what do we call it? And Eric, I don't know if you want to share like the day that it happened. Right?
We had a lot of different names that were in the final running. And then there was one, Fatty 15, and 15, as Steph mentioned, is for the number of carbons in the backbone, that we talked about for 4 hours. And so none of the others had that kind of discussion. And so on the good side, it's something, Fatty 15, that no other brand has. It has meaning in that it's a saturated fat. We're trying to change the paradigm on, saturated fats being some are good and some are bad. And it's got 15, which is great because it's the number of carbons in the backbone. So it means a lot. But on the other hand, our question, same question as you have, is there a negative stigma associated with that term? And so we talked about this for 4 hours or more. We decided to come out to the world with Fatty 15. And really, it's interesting because the feedback we have gotten is 99% amazing. And people, when they find out the reason for it and that we're trying to change the paradigm on fatty and saturated fats and things like that, they say, thank you, which is really cool. And it's not something we knew that would happen ahead of time.
Oh, well, I'm going to say thank you too and join you in that, because how beautiful and wonderful to have not only discovered this, but also to change the stigma on a word that is used multiple times every day. So thank you guys so much. I have to congratulate you on just this minor career achievement that you did to get there.
Thank you.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you.
And we're back. But, you know, it's one of those things that you have spent years of your life to continuously improve our global health. And that is so significant. We have a lot of younger listeners on this podcast. So is there any advice that you can give them after your years of research and your years of working together and creating this?
Oh my gosh, so much. So I would say, and you probably hear, everyone hears this a lot, but it's so true. And it's grit. It's if you find something that you believe in, and for us, it was all about following the data, right? It was about following the science. We didn't jump to conclusions. We took a very like stepwise process with the science that did take about 10 years to do. But Eric and I are military family, and so we're very familiar with sticking in there to be able to overcome the odds. But the main thing was for us in the science realm that we continue to follow the data. The data continue to show that this was important to bring to the world. And while we had lots of pitches to funders and lots of pitches that came with lots of skepticism and doubt, because there's nothing like a veterinary epidemiologist that works on dolphins to tell you that a saturated fat is actually good for you, that we knew that if the science showed it, that we would eventually get to today, which is such a wonderful place to be. So for all your listeners, follow your passions. It makes it so much easier to overcome the doubters, follow the data and grit. It's all about just hanging in there and getting through. Consider those big bumps are really just little bumps when you look at what you can do over time.
I agree with the grit, number one. The value of skeptics. We could not have gotten this far this fast without reaching out to, one, a plethora of people, both in the scientific community, consumer community, physician community, and getting their feedback. And I got to tell you, the feedback that was probably the best were the people who were really negative, because then we can address those. We can go back to the drawing board and say, hey, that's skeptical. Here's what we need to prove that out. And so those were some of the best feedback, was actually the negative feedback.
That's so good to hear. And Stephanie, I have to ask, I know you spent over a decade of your life working with dolphins and did not know how to swim. Have you learned to swim yet?
I haven't. You know, like it's the kryptonite. So I can put a cape on, but just don't put me in the water.
Listen, they have life vests for a reason. I get it. Okay. And Eric, I'd love for you to talk for a minute about the sustainable packaging that you guys have. So we've talked about Fatty 15. It is available to everyone. I'm excited. We just started to take it in our family because once I spoke to you guys and learned about this, I went, okay, this is definitely something we are implementing in our diets. We're both over 30, my husband and I. So this is definitely something that we need. We have a 6-month-old baby. We have a 3-year-old. So that excess energy is something we could utilize every day, all the time. But what I love so much about what you guys have done is you have this sustainable packaging that you developed. So not only does Fatty 15 have no GMOs, no animal byproducts, no preservatives, it goes on, but you also have a sustainable packaging.
Right. Thank you for taking it. And you know, we spent so much time developing an ingredient that we thought would be the absolute best. We weren't going to cut corners on the packaging. And so our theme is, you know, good for you and good for the earth too. And so we wanted to avoid plastics. We wanted to have something that was sustainable and recyclable. So when you get your Fatty 15 kit, right, it comes in with a glass bottle with a bamboo top, and then you get your refill pouches, which are all recycled material. So you get that once, and then your refills, as you may see soon, you get just the recycled material and the pouches, the capsules and the pouches. So from everything we've done, good for you, good for the earth too, starting from the ingredient. And, you know, in your Fatty 15 capsules, it's only the ingredient, right? As Steph mentioned, there's no filler. There's nothing else in there. The capsule itself is pure, you know, plant-based. And then from there, you know, everything that we send you is recyclable material, avoids plastics, and doesn't end up in the ocean.
Yeah. And it's even all the way down to algae-based inks and water-based tape. So every single component of the Fatty 15 starter kit, and then of the refills that get sent to refill your glass bottle. That was all made keeping the earth in mind.
So we're giving back to our bodies, giving back to our planet. And thank you both so much for all your years of research that you've done to help the human race, to help our planet, to help the dolphins. I mean, I know I say this, but I don't mean it lightly. It is truly phenomenal to, in this day and age, have lived a life that has affected so many people. You know, this is why we have this podcast, to bring light to people who are truly changing the world. And you guys are two of those. So I'm so grateful you took time today to talk to me about it and to share this with everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Truly, I'm so grateful, you guys. This is so fascinating. And who knew that in 2023, or I guess in 2021 is when it was actually developed, but that a new vitamin would be discovered, a new essential fatty acid. When you think of 2023, you think most of the discoveries have been made by now. But the case is, that's not the case, or it wasn't.
Right. Yeah. We're just getting started. And so this is, you know, the dolphins have a lot to tell us. And as Steph mentioned, I mean, the dolphins, they live in the same environment. They aren't on chronic medications. They're not eating bad foods. They're exercising every day. And so they're actually a really incredible population to study with aging and healthy aging. And so the first of many discoveries.
Do you guys take C15 in place of omega?
Yeah, to be honest, I did not take supplements, Kayla, until Fatty 15. So yeah, I wasn't taking omega. These I found that they were too hard to take. Like the capsules are too big, and you know, the fishy taste, and so it was a barrier for me even before the science started coming out around, you know, specifically fish oil supplements. But Fatty 15 is worked great, and I feel the benefits. So, you know, it's been great. My sister, my mom, my dad, it's the greatest gift. It's obviously, it's great to give to the world. It's been amazing. This has been like, oh my gosh, what we wanted to do all along. The added benefit of being able to help your family is just, it's just been icing on the cake.
Yeah.
For myself, I want to know, do we take it in addition to omega, or do we take it with, or what's the, how do we help ourselves in that regard?
Yeah. So Kayla, it's interesting because I'm a physician. I've been one for 25 years, something like that. And I used to prescribe omega-3 fish oil. And now I've stopped doing that because, you know, there's more and more literature coming out that talks about rancidity and toxicity and, you know, what's in actually fish oil. But I still recommend if your physician prescribes you pure EPA, you know, like a prescription grade, need to be taking that. Don't stop there. So when it comes to recommendations now, yeah, based compared to fish oil, I tell people to take Fatty 15 over fish oil. And so for a variety of reasons, some of which we talked, but you know, they're both an essential fatty acid, and you know, fish oil is, you know, is some of the fish oils. In fact, there's an article in The Guardian recently that looked at some of the major fish oil supplements and found that 1 in 10 actually was rancid. And so, hence, you know, my recommendation to take Fatty 15 over fish oil.
Yeah. And I think it's that, you know, it gets down to quality of the supplement. And so if you're taking omega-3 fish oil supplements and it's working for you, Fatty 15 can be additive. You know, when we put Fatty 15 head to head against pure EPA, which is the science backed version, Fatty 15 had 36 cellular benefits. So 3 times the cellular benefits of omega-3. But like Eric said, if you're taking it, it's working for you, add Fatty 15 onto the mix and you get all your essential fatty acids. Yeah, get the highest quality, absolute highest quality.
Right. Yeah, I think that's key too. And there you have it from the doctor and the scientist, you guys. Thank you so much, truly, for just, you know, it sounds so cliche, but helping save the world.
We're all doing it together. We're all in it together now. Thank you.
So we take C15 in our house now since I've met both Stephanie and Eric, and I am so grateful for the work that they're doing. And I highly recommend it. Tanner and I have felt more energized. We've felt more clarity. I mean, there's something about it. There is something that has changed. So do what works for you. I just wanted to create an episode about this because I think it is so fascinating that this is the first vitamin discovered in 90 years. And, you know, in the beginning of the year, we're all focused on health and bettering ourselves. And so what better way to do that than to arm ourselves with this knowledge? I hope you have enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. We have another great episode for you coming next week. Until then, take care.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz.
Edited by Diane King.
Music by Joe King.
And advertising partnership with Acast.